I got a kick out of that because he was real. He was honest. It was coming from his gut and from his heart. There are some times when sometimes we just want to scream and we just want to yell and we just want to curse and we just want to let things out of us. Go ahead. See, again, understand that our connection to our higher power means that we have to feel. An expression of gut and feelings is so much more important than some of the intellectual bull that we get ourselves involved in all the time. You say, people always say to me, what form of prayer should I use? Whatever you're feeling, whatever's going on inside of you. See, communicate it to your higher power. Let your higher power know. Some days we have prayer of despair. That's okay. We have those days. We have some days when we're hurting so bad that all we can do is just beg and hope. There are days when things are beautiful and special so we can celebrate. What's important is to take it all, every aspect of it, every part of life, because what is life? Life's a combination of it all. Every hurt and pain, every struggle, all the things that go on inside of us, they're all prayers. They're all part of who we are. They're all part of our feelings. What's so important is to express them, to let them out, to let them be, to open the little kid up inside of us. It's a very beautiful concept of life. And again, what happens is we get so scared about that. We are scared to express it. In the 11th step, we also learn the next beautiful concept. We learn meditation. Meditation is a very beautiful and a very special word. See, to meditate means to be quiet, to be at peace, to go inside. So many of us have never learned how to simply experience the beautiful gift of listening. You know, one thing I've learned in recovery, which is so beautiful for me today, is that meditation for me is close off, be quiet, and listen. Do you realize that you can hear all kinds of messages from your higher self and from your higher power? All you have to do is open your ears and listen. Remember the old timers in AA? They always say, take the cotton out of your ears and stick it in your mouth. It means be quiet for a while. The more quiet you become, the more serene you become, the more you hear, the more you learn, the more you grow. That's why it's so beautiful and so special and so exciting. See, we can learn deep down inside of ourselves to actually experience peacefulness and gentleness and quiet. And the more peaceful our life becomes, the more quiet it becomes, the more we go inside, and the more we're able to spend time in quiet. Try something. So many of us are always so busy doing everything. Did you ever just take time and do nothing? Most of us don't know how to do nothing. We don't know how to experience all these neat things in our life. So as a result, what happens is we don't know how to experience the quiet inside of us, the gentleness inside of us. We also have to learn the beautiful part of recovery. We have to learn to be able to just be, just to let things happen. See, there are messages all around us. We have to be open to listen to them. In every situation that occurs in our life, in every person that we meet, there are no coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. What we learn in recovery is that we meet people, we run into people, we connect to people. There's a reason why it's happening. Can we open ourselves up to it? Do we listen or are we too busy? See, the quieter you are, then all of a sudden you are able to be open and to listen.